Welcome to our show.
I'm not doing that. Yes, I sing that all the time. I'm not embarrassing myself. No, I know you're just saying it out to people. No one else knows what we're singing.
Welcome to the Wyatt and Tracy Report.
The hard copy.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. I feel healthy.
Yep. I got bunions on my feet and warts on my head. I gotta pick them off.
Ooh.
Not really. I just thought I'd say
that. That's gross. Don't talk about that.
Oh. Well. It's almost wedding time.
T-minus wedding time.
We just missed April Fool's. That was yesterday.
Yeah, the Walgreens guy played an April Fool's joke on me.
Really? What'd he say?
He was flirting with me. I don't remember. I was just like, oh, please get me out of here. He totally jipped me off my Walgreens card. You know, I have those Walgreens gift cards.
Walgreens sacred to Tracy.
He, like, swiped it through, like, 10 times. He's like, I don't think it's going to work. You want me to throw it away? I'm like, no, I'm going to hang on to it and check it out. I come home and I call the number to see how much money's on there. I still have $6. He was totally just, like, messing with me. He was, like, going to steal my Walgreens card from me.
Oh. I see. He figured it out. He's trying to steal $6.
Oh, yeah. Don't even try to mess with me at Walgreens.
Yeah. Well, you just got your hair dyed, and you look all beautiful with your bright blonde hair.
I am blonde.
Blue eyes.
I was looking back at my pictures on your website today. My hair was dark a long time, like last
whole year.
December. Yeah, it was brown, and then it was red.
You weren't this blonde since we first started dating.
Well, I tried to dye my hair that one time myself, and I dyed it pretty blonde. It was like blonde orange, though. Mm. But now this is like back to the normal blonde.
Yeah, since the beginning of our relationship.
I was trying to bring it back to the
beginning. Oh, how things have circled. Come 360. As we approach our wedding date.
That's right.
In 20 days from now. My boss asked me about my wedding like every day.
Oh, does he?
He's pretty excited. Oh, well. Yeah, you got your hair dyed.
Got my hair cut.
Weddings is coming up. We worked on our program today.
Yeah, that didn't take long at all. I thought it was going to take a long time. It was all done. We're like, it's done. All right. Check.
Our wedding's going to go fast.
I know. That's crazy. I could read through that whole thing. I feel like
I should insert stuff in there just to make it longer.
We need, like, the homilies. And I say to you, dear brother.
And I pray in the name of...
If I could get some real monks or something, I would do, like, Gregorian chants.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Theodosius monk or whatever.
Thelonious monk.
Gregorian chants are sweet. Oh, yeah. It's like Christian Buddhism.
I thought
Buddhism.
I sounded really good singing at church the other day, but people were looking at me, so I must have been way off key.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I was like, I totally thought I was singing.
I think that guy was just staring at people.
No,
this was
at evening service.
Oh, really?
They had to sit down to sing, so then, like, no one sings.
Yeah.
But, obviously, they're not having a soloist, so you're still supposed to sing. So I was singing out my normal self.
Yeah.
And people were looking at me like I wasn't supposed to sing.
Yeah.
So I don't know if what was going on.
Oh, anyway. Well, a lot of it you have to learn how to do. I mean...
I've sang that song like 10 times. I know how to sing it.
Yeah.
I also got in trouble for drinking coffee during the service, too, but that's another story.
Yeah. Well, like my friend Jonathan, he has a really good voice.
Well, I'm not a singer, but I can sing him.
We saw him. Where was that place we saw him sing at?
Tootsie's. Tootsie's? Kathy's. No. Cooties. Katie's.
Katrin's.
Katrina's.
Katrina's. Aha. We saw him in Katrina's off the Brown
jazz
Line.
Club.
Yeah, he did really good.
Oh,
I was really
ate
impressed.
Way too much.
He's
gold
cheese. He's garlic.
Garlic.
Garlic potatoes.
Yeah, scordalia.
Yeah. I actually saw Jonathan thing at the Green Mill the other day.
I haven't been to the Green Mill since our first kiss. Do you realize that?
Our first kiss was at the Green Mill?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I'm not, like, questioning you. I'm stating it.
I know, that's what I'm just saying.
Since other people might be listening to us. There's a small chance someone else might be listening to us.
Why can't I say that?
You can say whatever you wish.
Well, that's right.
All things are permissible. So anyways, like, I went to the Green Mill because he was, like, performing, and I actually recorded him, and I might play his music at the end of the podcast.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
he will be a featured soloist at our wedding.
Yes. We're pretty excited. We have over 100 people going to our wedding.
The famous organist from the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Dr. Altop.
That's right.
Who's played every song over 1,000 times.
That's right.
So I've only played the song Be Thou My Vision like 5,000 times.
No, he's very nice.
He said like 1,000 times.
1,000, that was my special ending song to the whole thing.
I don't blame him. He probably has played 1,000 times.
No, I'm sure he has. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. So we're figuring out all the details, like what verses do you read, and who's going to read them, who's going to do the cars and direct traffic and all the stuff. Oh, well.
It's a coordinator's nightmare.
Yeah, all the stuff that's going on into the wedding stuff. And all the stuff that's leading up to it, like, was it last weekend?
Bridezilla.
It was 2 weekends ago that I had to meet your extended family.
Fire.
The in-laws to be.
Oh, yeah. How was your time with my family?
Well, I got away with only one broken rib, maybe two. Still hurts 2 weeks later. Right on my right side, the middle, like when I step on stuff, I can feel my rib is actually broken.
You can feel the jarring shard of bone scraping against your skin.
You know, it just kind of hurts. But, like, there's nothing you can do with a broken rib. You just have to suffer.
You just have to rest.
It's okay. It's just me complaining. I can handle it. It's not like a bug bite or anything.
You thought you'd have enough insulation around you to cover yourself.
I guess well, I realize why it says in the back the whirly ball cars don't hit from behind.
Oh, it says that?
Yeah, there's a big sign.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I didn't even think about it, but the reason is because, like,
I hit people from behind.
Because you can go, because, like, if you get hit by from behind, you go right down on the little
whiplash.
Pole.
Yeah, Jap.
I thought it was whiplash, too, but when you get hit, you can go right down on the pole and get stabbed like I did. You have a broken rib.
Ooh.
I didn't even think about
that. My uncle had that, too, I think.
I should have listened.
I just couldn't figure out how to stop those cars. Yeah. The lady told us to keep our foot on the gas pedal the whole time, so I never took it off. But yeah. I didn't realize if you took your foot off the gas pedal, you would stop.
That game was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
It was expensive, but it was a lot of fun. That was a good idea.
It was a good idea.
It was nice to have everybody go play, too.
Yeah, it's something everyone can do. Boys and girls together.
Oh, well.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have had much fun at high tea.
So, hopefully Tracy's family had a good impression of me. Otherwise, I'll be in the doghouse for a long time and work really hard.
You just have to prove yourself in the family golf tournament. And then your family's kind of hard.
Oh, yeah, the family golf tournament.
That's where you prove your measure.
If I do good in the family golf tournament. I don't understand. Is that just your family? Is there a lot of people involved?
My family, everyone that was there, will have two. We might have to have 3 teams this year. But we play against everyone else at the country club. So it'll be like 30 other teams that we play against.
Oh.
But my uncle's has his family play too, so he plays with his family.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people. We never win, they have different flights, so sometimes we'll win one of the lower flights.
Well, I used to be pretty good a few years ago, but
as
I didn't play in last year too.
Ball down the field.
Oh, that's I can do that.
That's
I need new golf
as good
clubs.
As any of us.
Yeah. A friend of mine, Brandon, my Bible studies, like, professional golfer almost. He's
oh, really? My family probably would rather have me marry him than.
Yeah. Oh, well. I got you. Too late now. Looks like I really screwed up bad. So we're just trying to prepare. I have to figure out some verses that we're going to read during the ceremony.
That's right.
And get Holly to read for us. That's my sister, middle sister.
That's right.
Yep. And we're just trying to kill time until then. And the wedding, and then the reception, then Austin, and all over Texas. We're going to Central Texas for our honeymoon.
Central Texas.
You're going where?
We can go to Corpus Christi. It's not too far.
The Body of Christ.
Is that what? Yeah, that is right.
Oh, well, everyone's like, why are you going to Texas?
I know. It's like everyone New expects York us City. To go somewhere like Hawaii or somewhere. Like, I don't want to go to Hawaii.
It sounds boring.
That's funny how the other day at marriage counseling, they're like, where are you guys going on your honeymoon? We're like, not Hawaii. Like, oh, look at
this. We're going to Hawaii. Oh, well.
Yeah, then I kept making the point. I was like, we really don't want to do anything. We just, and everyone like, oh, we know what you mean.
They said that?
Yeah. I was like, no, we just don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Well, we went to Japan for our honeymoon, you know, and like...
Not our honeymoon.
I'm sorry, for our engagement.
That's right.
To get engaged.
You gotta build up the frequent flyer miles again before we hit, yeah. Hit the road.
Well, it's so easy to spend so much money. And actually, now that we're getting married, I have to realize, like, I can't go spend $3,000 on a computer.
That's right.
You know, or $30,000 on a car.
You need to fix that computer in the other room. I need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Just a reminder.
So, yeah, Tracy's good at keeping track of all the wedding tests that need to be done.
I have a laptop in there, too. Maybe you can fix that.
There's a laptop in there?
That laptop from Claudia. Anyway, we'll talk about this off camera.
Offline. We'll table this conversation.
Yeah, I know. Actually, I might send that back to Africa. We'll see.
Yeah, just send it back to her since you have two.
I'll do that.
Tracy went to Nigeria as a missionary.
I did.
Yeah. Where she painted houses and ministered to a boy school. It was interesting. It was pretty brave from her. We're like constantly trying to mature and like learning not to spend, like, now that we're getting married, like, I realize I can't spend like lots of money on these things, and we get a lot of wedding gifts and stuff like that, so we need to make sure that we're not like accumulating a lot of things.
We need to save up for the little chinchillas that are coming.
Well, there's none yet.
No.
Just to clarify, there's no babies on the way. But there could potentially be five if Tracy's in charge. Five little chitlins. Kitties. Tracy wants to have five kids, right?
Yes.
So I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well.
I think 15 is possible.
I don't really want 15 kids.
We just need to move into a one-room schoolhouse and we'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, we're doing good. We're like, we're reading a book together.
We are.
Why don't you tell a little bit about that? Since I talk too much.
You do talk too much.
Thanks. I'll talk quietly.
What's it
called?
It's called The Knowledge of the Holy by A.W. Tozer. And I was going to buy it in the store downtown, but it cost $12. So I told you it's too expensive. I'm not going to buy it in the store. But that meant I was going to buy it online. But then you went ahead and bought it online yourself. And then I bought it, and we didn't know each other about it, so we both ended up buying it. Although, since we're getting married, we only need one copy. But
we're not married yet.
We're not married yet, so each of us have our own copy.
I'll have it read before we get to the wedding.
Yeah. I should have it read before the wedding, too, but because it's only 100 pages. And it's on the attributes of God.
It's really good.
It is good.
It's not perfect. Like, as it gets a little bit later, he starts contradicting himself.
How?
Well, he started talking about how God's absolutely in control of everything and everything is sovereign. And in the end, he starts backtracking a little bit. I skipped ahead to see what he would say about, like, you know, like free will and stuff like that.
Well, it's not.
He's like, well, people divide it into two camps, free will or sovereignty. One denies one, and one's the other. I mean,
it's not a long treatise on each topic. It's a short.
Yeah, I understand. Like, he may just be like trying to appeal to everyone, because if you write, like, there's no free will, then people might not read it.
Well, or
if you
write that
there is free will, then people might not read it, too. So this is more like to get explain.
People, it's because he's saying people don't have any understanding of God anymore.
Yeah.
Because they don't read books like Augustine or Anselm or Aquinas or...
This Faber guy he quotes
Faber, all the time. Yeah.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. Faber. I'll have to read some of his books.
It's a light Faber.
Anyway, so he's trying to write a book for people in the 20th century, because he lived during the the early 20th century.
Yeah.
Who basically haven't read at all.
Yeah, at this point, if you'd actually read all those people you're supposed to read, you would have no need to read this. Because
you'd have an in-depth look at each different attribute, but it is a good summary of all the attributes of God. And I'm not saying all, I'm saying some.
No, I was interested. I was wondering if it's a waste of time to read literature, like non or secular literature, non-Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you can only read so many books.
That's right. But if you read 15 minutes a day, you will read. How many books are
I know, but go? Like I could read Christian books instead. Like, would it be better for me to read Moby Dick or Augustine's Confessions and, you know, A.W. Tozer and
Well, you have to weigh how much time you have.
Right. Like, wouldn't it be better if I did one or the other? But, like, I was looking at John Piper. He's got, like, a desiringgod.org. He's got a list of recommended books. And he had, like, 5 books that were, like, literature that he recommended. One was, like, Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading that one, and it's, like, it's a very Christian book.
Well, there's some life themes and things that aren't necessary.
Pilgrim's Progress was another one.
You know, non-fictional, philosophical, theological works.
Yeah. I mean, some of it is valid. Like, I read the Odyssey and stuff, but, like, should I invest the time to read the Iliad or the Ulysses or something like that? Because I can only read so many books.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'd be better if I invested in reading all these, you know, I don't know, ecclesiastical books instead or something. I realize most people can't read those, but I know I can read those.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people like Narnia. Like if you read the series Chronicles of Narnia.
I think there's a season for everything.
Well, there's a point where when you read it, it doesn't have to like be scriptural. Like I can go paint a whatever and glorifies God because I'm copying the creator. I don't have to paint a cross.
You can spend too much time in certain things, too.
What was it? Solomon says, all things are vanity, vanity, vanity. There's nothing meaningful under the sun.
There's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. Well, oh no, at the end of Ecclesiastes it says, like, if I read endless books, I only make myself tired in the end.
That's just possible.
There's a point if you read too many books,
I mean, you never can be a monk and go and just read all the time and do certain things, but there's certain other aspects then you're missing out on.
Yeah. But I guess there's also the point where you're realizing God is ultimately in control of things too.
That's right. That's so, why you know if you eat a steamed salmon fillet for dinner versus...
Or steamed tilapia.
Steamed tilapia versus the bone-in ribeye with butter and garlic smothered all over it. There's a difference.
Yeah. My friend Brad bought us a steamer.
I love the steamer.
Tracy adores it. We had steamed tilapia today. Tracy's quite with the chef.
Herb-infused dill.
Yeah. She's good. She watches...
Quinoa. Quinoa is highly recommended.
With it's the Q?
The highest protein... It's a grain with the highest amount of protein in it.
Oh,
it was
really?
Eaten by the Native Americans and Incans.
Tracy loves pre-Columbian history.
I do like pre-Columbian history.
Is it amazing that I know that about you? It's like we're almost married.
That's because I... When is that Apocalypto coming out on DVD, darn it? It's anyway. I really want to see that movie. Anyway. That's just because I know all about the ancient...
Pre-Columbian history.
Pre-Columbian people.
So...
Tehua.
Oh, well. Well, we don't have a lot to say. I just thought we...
We don't. What else were we going to talk about? I had my bridal shower last weekend, too.
Oh, yeah?
It was my second bridal shower, and I got to paint pottery,
which was actually pretty cool. Oh, that actually turned out pretty fun, didn't you say? You were
really excited. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you had some friends come from really far.
Well, my friends came from Iowa, which I didn't even know they were coming.
Yeah.
They surprised. I just walked out of the bathroom, and they were there. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, you were so happy.
I didn't think anyone was going to come, and there was a lot of people there.
15 people showed up.
Yeah, there was like 15 or 20 people.
So it was surprising you realized people actually like you. Well, people love you, but like, it's a surprise to me when people like me.
Yeah. And actually, the pottery is a lot cooler. I don't know why when I think of pottery, I think of my creations from elementary school, and the glaze back then just stunk. Yeah. Why don't they get good grades in art class? Anyway, this is my own rant. School, government. It was public school. They can only
what was that government comment you heard down. Rachel Ray say?
Rachel Ray was measuring something out the other day. She picks her hand and, like, whacks a big pile of it in there. She's like, close enough for government work. She's like, needed exactly a cup of something. I'm like, I can't believe you just said that. You're so PC, Rachel.
Rachel Ray, what are you thinking? Maybe I should call you Tracy Ray.
Tracy.
Tay.
Tracy.
TLC.
Oh, well, there will no longer be the TLC.
I know, I have to join the TLC.
TLC.
That's Tracy's initials.
TLH. Which doesn't really have a good ring to it.
Oh, well.
I want to be TZH. Can I change my middle name to Zeron?
Zeron? How about Zoe?
I don't like Zoe.
How about...
Zebulon.
How about Zuzu?
Zuzu's not bad. The guy on this one other podcast...
Zerida.
The guy on this other podcast, he married a Dutch girl. Her last name was Van something. So he changed his last name to Van, whatever his original name was.
Really?
I think he really changed it to that.
Dutch people are cool because they, like, they speak Dutch perfectly and they speak English perfectly. Like, when they speak English, you would never know they spoke Dutch. And then they start, organ, florgan, flogging, flogan, fliegen, flogan, dorgan, morgan, speed. Erkin, Mirschke, Mischke.
He watched too many Muppets.
I know. Mirschke, boo! Bork, bork, bork. He's Swedish, though. Swedish, huh? Oh, well. Well, we're not far from our wedding, so I wanted
to give you a little update. We might sound a little bit crazy in these podcasts.
Yeah, we are a little bit crazy. So.
Do not hold it against us.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed our time. Remember, havenandbliss.com. And I'm going to show you some music by Jonathan. And I hope you enjoy music live from the Grain Mill. And we'll see you in the next podcast, right?
Sure.
All right. See you later, Tracy.
Bienvenidos.
It's Fina Zane. Are you? Are you? Are
we done?
We're done. Bye. Okay. Say bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kiss tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. If I were a lamp, I'd light. If I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask you how do I feel for me with my quiet upbringing. Well, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding. Ask me how do I feel, ask me now that we're finally washing my dressing. And if I were a season, I might as well be straight. And if I were a bell, I'd go. Sure.